Right now, I'm just going to keep rehabbing my knee and just get things, get it stronger and just keep working out.
Do you hope to be here next
year? Of course. Always. Yep.
Do you want to hit free agency and test the market and see what's out there?
Or I'm not going to speak on that right now. Like I said, it's on down the line. But we're just going to, like I said, just continue to rehab my knee, just work hard and just bust my butt.
Has the team and your agent, have they talked yet?
I'm not going to speak on free agency right now.
You said, I think, last offseason that you thought you and Don were the best defensive tackle tandem. Obviously showed it for the first 8 weeks of the year. How much do you want to play with him moving forward, and how much might that influence your decision on free agency?
I'm a big guy, you know. I still want to be with him. No matter where we are, I want to play with him. Like I said, I'm still not going to speak on free agency, though. Yeah.
What do you focus on this offseason?
Right now, rehabbing my knee. I'm just keeping my weight down and just keep working hard. Yeah.
You keep your chef throughout.
Oh, yeah. Mark, he's going to be with me from here on out throughout my whole career, probably for the rest of my life, to be honest. Yep.
Nick, this whole season started with them not being effective, your option. Did that sour you at all on the negotiations with the team, or are you willing to overlook that and turn the page?
That's their free agency, right? I'm not going to speak on it.
What, just talk about the defensive line as a whole, what you guys accomplished going in. Was the result what you thought it would be?
Oh, no. Well, the result is ending up in the Super Bowl in Arizona. That's the result we wanted to be, of course. But it didn't happen. You know, we made a great run. Like I said, D-line this year, I think it was a pretty tight group. Everybody got along with everybody. We didn't have no minor setbacks or anything, no arguments in our room. Everything was great. I think we had a great year this year as a D-line. Yep.
We don't know how much you're hurting or what you're going through, but was there any campaigning on your end to try to get in there, given the short nature of
Of course, yes. Like I said, I wanted to be out there yesterday with the guys going to war. It didn't happen. You know, it was on the docks, like I said, earlier in the week. It wasn't on me, so they made a business decision. And, you know, just something we got to deal with.
How hard was it to stand there and watch
him? It sucks the whole time, like just sitting there. Even when we was up, I was still like, man, I want to be out there. I want to be out there just helping the guys. And, you know, we fell short, like I said, and we just got to, you know, work hard this offseason and just keep working hard.
The things we saw from you this year was obviously the better conditioning, you know, a lot more effectiveness in there. Do you think you proved something to people who might have not thought you could, you know, be that player that we expected to see?
Well, of course. Like I said, I think I was playing my most consistent year this year up until my injury. You know, things happen. Injury happens in this league, and, you know, you just got to pick it up and run with it. And that's something I did, you know, throughout the whole time I was injured. I was working my butt trying to get back, and, you know, I fell short of it, you know. It hurts. I wanted to be out there, but it didn't happen.
Yep. I don't know what you can tell us about your injury now that the season's over, but was it a mini tear, a strain? I mean, are you going to need surgery?
No, I won't have to. I'm going to tell you that. I don't need surgery. I'm just going to have to keep rehabbing. Right now, it's stronger than it was, of course. It was a minor strain, you know, and I just needed to really just tighten it up. And it tightened up pretty good, but to the docs, it wasn't tight enough for me to go out there yesterday.